नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
The Supreme Court has extended the deadline for mandatory linking of Aadhaar to avail various services till a constitutional bench rules on a batch of petitions challenging the validity of the Aadhaar Act. The just concluded RSS conclave at its headquarters in Nagpur has opposed separate religion tag for the Lingayats, Lingayat movement leaders in Karnataka claimed. According to them, the RSS is opposing even minority status to them on the grounds that it would further divide Hindu religion. But it has not gone down well with the activists who are pushing the government to accord separate religion or at least a minority status to Lingayats. Former Reserve Bank of India Governor Raghuram Rajan said that there was plenty of blame to go around for the nearly 13,500 crore Punjab National Bank scam. Rajan, who was the RBI governor from 2013 to 2016, broke his silence on the scam after allegations were levelled against the 820 gold scheme rolled out in 2014. Helicopters, sir, please send helicopters with lots of water. This was a frantic call from one of the victims of the Teni forest fire on Sunday. When help first reached them, several of them were charred beyond recognition. They must have jumped in between the rocks and tried hiding under them when they saw the fire, but they were burnt along with the rocks. So much so that we couldn't differentiate between the victims and the rocks. Both were burnt fully, says S. Jagdish, an ambulance driver who first reached the spot for rescue after the forest fire trapped 36 trekkers in Teni district of Tamil Nadu. Bihar Chief Minister and Janata Dal United National President Nitish Kumar has chosen to resend Vashishth Narayan Singh and Mahendra Pratap Singh to the Upper House of Parliament, ignoring many other contenders including General Secretary K.C. Tyagi. Days before Rajya Sabha MP Naresh Agarwal joined the ruling BJP, he had put a rather inconvenient question to the government, asking if it was acceptable that demonetization was its worst decision. Denied a renomination to the Upper House by the Samajwadi Party, Agarwal joined the BJP on Monday. Asserting its India First policy, the Maldivian government claimed that as far as it was concerned, India is its big brother in Asia. We have an India First policy and we believe that India is the big brother in the region, not China, said Mohammad Shaini, Minister of Fisheries and Agriculture. She is also chairperson of the All Party Talks Committee. The Kerala government, along with the State Disaster Management Committee, sounded an alert along its coast in view of a well-marked low pressure over the Indian Ocean, asking officials to ensure return of fishermen engaged in deep-sea fishing. The low pressure is likely to intensify into a deep depression in the next 48 hours, the Met officials said. Abu Salim, the mastermind of the 1993 Mumbai serial blast, has written a letter to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath about the encroachment on his ancestral land in Uttar Pradesh's Azamgarh district. Salim is currently serving a life imprisonment sentence in Mumbai Central Jail for the 1993 blasts. Irate guardians staged a noisy protest after the authorities of a Kolkata school levelled allegations of lesbianism against 10 of its students, accusing the management of Kamala Girls School in South Kolkata of having forcibly obtained in writing admission of indulging in lesbianism from their wards. The guardians stormed the rooms of the acting headmistress and engaged in a verbal duel with her. The Bombay High Court refused to grant interim relief to actors Ranveer Singh and Arjun Kapoor in the AIB row. The actors were booked in 2015 for allegedly using obscene and abusive language while participating in the AIB knockout event. The actors had filed petitions last month before the court after they received summons from the Pune police over the matter. Agree or disagree? Even as Amit Shah is looking forward to the BJP's golden era, thousands of rugged hands, swollen eyes and blistered feet in India's financial capital has set off a red alert for Team Saffron. More than being a march for rights, the farmers' protest in Mumbai resurfaces India's culture of peaceful, non-violent resistance. From Mahatma Gandhi's Dandi March in 1930 to Anna Hazare's anti-corruption movement in 2013, India has always set examples for the world to fight injustice without weapons. Despite making its way into the Northeast, the Saffron Party celebrations could not last long, with red flags emerging in the West, where the left had been insignificant. The farmers' protest may lead to a revival of the left. A cold killer, rude and uneducated, the enemy of football. These are some of the names that current Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho has been called over the years. Arguably the most hated guy in modern-day football, Mourinho has one particular trait that seems to come to the fore time and again: effectiveness. Manchester United's stunning victory against Liverpool was the perfect example of Mourinho's pragmatism, coupled with his team's effectiveness in front of the goal. On Real. The long march of farmers steered by the Maharashtra unit of the CPM's farmer wing, the All India Kisan Sabha, was the latest in a string of farmers' protests Maharashtra has seen in a year.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.